Hey, GWA Backstage. So I figured that while I'm waiting for Soundgasm to finally upload the audio for this week, that I'd try and tackle these questions for the AMA that I got chosen for a week ago. Oh my god, guys, this week has been so long. It has felt like a million years. So, I'm gonna try and go from the top of the comment list down to the bottom. What's the most fun you've had doing a script? Okay, that is definitely a tie between the ending of Eternal Friends with Benefits, because I selected it before I read all the way to the end. I was like, oh, this is really cute, this is really hot. I'm gonna do this one, and I didn't read the ending. And at the end, she goes invisible. This ghost girl goes invisible, and she just floats away with the listeners cum. And it's just like this really goofy image. So that was a lot of fun. And then the other one that was really fun was performing my first script that I was really proud of, Liquid Courage. There had been one before, like it called Get Home Soon, that I felt like it had a lot of pacing problems, but Liquid Courage like really hit very well, and so that one was a lot of fun. All right, and then there's these really cool questions by Totally Not Natalie that are all based on clouds. And they're all really, really thought-provoking, so here we go. In what context do you really appreciate uniformity? I guess without being too dull, I really enjoy having the same routine every morning. Tea, breakfast burrito, makeup, commute. Anything weird kind of throws me off for the rest of the day. What is the best wave you ever got caught up in? Feel free to take this literally. I think I will. I'm terrified of the ocean and almost all deep water, which is great because I've always lived next to the coast. I grew up next to the East Coast and now I'm living on the West Coast. So the ocean has been a looming presence in my life. When I was younger, I actually tried to learn how to surf. And I was doing fine, actually, until the time came to get, like, really far out into the water. And then I froze and just, like, clung to my board and a wave carried me back. And it was great. I've never been so grateful. What is something you notice that most people don't? This one's a little weird. I look at people's eyebrows before I look at anything else on them, including people's eyes. I found that you can see a lot about what a person is like whether they're friendly or not based on their eyebrows. I don't know, I just get a feeling. Some people have really kind eyebrows and other people have eyebrows that are really stern. So I look at them first. Okay, what is something that should last longer? I think that we should be at the prime of our health longer. It's really frustrating to me how incredibly fast your body starts to break down. Even if you take really good care of yourself, you already kind of start to lose your edge after a certain age. And that's very frustrating because you spend the majority of your life remembering how quick and fast and strong and vibrant you felt in your youth, and then it just starts to fade. And then for some people it goes the opposite direction where they feel better in their 50s and 60s than they've ever felt in their entire life. All I know is that I'm in my mid-20s and I feel like tired constantly. And I remember as a teenager being able to stay up just like all night, like several nights in a row, and it just didn't even faze me. So that should last longer, that feeling. All right. What is the best thing to do during a thunderstorm? Oh, that's easy. Shout loudly at the sky to show that it can't intimidate you. Where would you most like to travel? I hear that Canada is really nice. I've never been. And it's not that far. I really should actually just go. Well, that's given me a lot of ideas. If you could change the color of any one object at will, which would you choose? I would change the color of the sky. If I could like just change it, just at any moment, can you imagine the mass confusion all over the planet? It would start a religion. It would be very entertaining to watch. What is a bright spot in your day? I think that when I come home and my girlfriend sees me for the first time, the way that her eyes light up and she smiles, that's the best part of my day. Just coming home from work. What do you like to dream about? I like to dream about impossible stuff. I have a lot of dreams about flying and like fantasy settings. When I first started playing D&D, I had adventure dreams for weeks and it was awesome. I woke up feeling like really energetic every morning. What feels like lightning? Well, after today, trying to fix an outlet when you turned off the wrong switch on the breaker. That feels exactly like lightning. Do not recommend. If you were a medieval weapon, which one would you be and why? I would have to say a dagger. Small and delicate looking, unexpectedly sharp. What color of Skittles are you? Purple. Purple. No explanation. Unpopular movie opinion. Okay, I do have a very strong opinion about this one. Hereditary got a lot of really good reviews, and I don't think that it quite deserved it. Not because the acting wasn't good or anything like that, because I think it was misgenred. I think it would have been a way better movie if it wasn't a horror movie. If it was just a heavy drama about a family just dealing with the horrible death of their daughter, the horror elements feel really forced. Like, everything seems over the top and ridiculous, and the ending is what? It would have been better as a drama, and that's my unpopular movie opinion. Fight me. Oh, and related, underrated movie that you'd stand forever. I think that the new Mummy with Tom Cruise was damn fun to watch, and there is no critic on this planet that convinced me otherwise. I'm so disappointed that the Dark Universe did not take off. I don't think it deserved the hate that it got. It was very fun. It wasn't the old Mummy, and it wasn't really trying to be. It was something new, and I think people should have given it a chance. Oh well. Vanilla Coke, yay or nay? Absolutely yes. What stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? I'm American, and I don't like this idea that we're all very stupid and reactive. There's a lot of very public figures who are very publicly stupid and very publicly like lose their tempers and act a fool. But that's a I think for the most part, American attitude tends to be very loud and assertive. That doesn't mean that we're dumb. It just means that just means that we put ourselves out there and we generally try to say what we want. But I have heard this from a lot of friends from other countries, and I completely agree with it that we often pretend to be more polite than we really are. That's something that we should definitely work on, guys. What's the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter you've ever had?
Oh God. Oh Jesus.
Okay. Story time. So, I'm bisexual. I've been with guys, I've been with girls, I've been with everybody in between, and I've dated a lot of couples and had sex with a bunch of couples. And the first time that I ever had a threesome with a couple, both of them were virgins. I didn't know that until we were already in bed. That's a long story that I'm gonna skip over here. But so they didn't know what to do, and I was still figuring out like group sex for the first time. And so it was like, oh my God, it was like the blind leading the blind. It wasn't sexy, but it was really funny. We kept bumping into each other a lot. It was a guy and a girl. And when the guy finished by jerking off on his girlfriend, and he screamed when he came, like a caveman screamed, like "Brah!" And he like his he had, he explained later, he's like, I had never come that hard before, and it scared me. And it was like, okay. But the problem was that it set off this chain reaction where his girlfriend like jerked back, so cum got in her eye, and then she's yelling, and she like moves backwards. We're in a hotel room, and she knocks the lamp off of the nightstand, and it just smashes to the floor, and I'm like trying to like get off of the bed because I'm lying down. I'm trying to get off of the bed and go and help her. And I just hit my knee like so hard on the foot of the bed that I just like fell down. It was an overall bad time for everyone involved, but looking back, it was really fucking funny. So after that, I made a point to ask people if they'd ever had a threesome before getting involved in any of that. But yeah, we didn't talk after that. Okay. What physical aspect of the male, and if possible, female body turns you on the most? Okay, let me think about this. So, with a guy, there's like this power in a masculine frame that it doesn't matter how big or small they are, or how like muscular or whatever they are. I don't know, there's a manness. I sound like an idiot, but there's just like the way that men hold themselves generally is very different. I also really like the side of a guy's neck, which makes me sound like a vampire. But I don't know, those are the two things that came to mind. And as for the female body, I could go on about that for a while, but I'll reduce to this. The way that the woman you love looks when she's in bed after getting really comfortable. And she just, like, stretches one arm upward, and she's all, like, long lines and completely just, like, comfortable, like a cat. That really wakes up something very primal in me. I need to kiss her, like, immediately. So I guess, I don't know, the smoothness of a woman's shape is different. Men are all angles. What time during the day are you horniest? The morning. It's horribly inconvenient. What is your ideal amount of sex per week? This is a lot of sex questions in a row. I kind of fluctuate between once a day and about four times a week kind of person. I'm way hornier in warm weather. It's so cold right now. I just want to cuddle. Like, let's not do anything. Favorite sex position and why? I mean, what anatomy are we talking about? If I'm having sex with someone with a penis, I mean, it's like, it's doggy or like woman on top all the way. I'm a very small person. I'm very petite and everything's very, very tight down there. And it's kind of hard to get the right spot in a lot of other positions. When I'm almost ready to come, like, if you put me onto my hands and knees, that'll finish me off in, like, seconds. When I'm with someone with a vagina, I really like eating her out from above. Like, my hands, like, holding her hips down. That way I know I'm doing it right when she's, like, bucking so hard into my face I can barely hold her down anymore. Plus, you know, like, easy access to, like, the rest of her body. Oh, God. What fictional character do you want to have sex with and why? Ooh, okay. Well, don't judge me. So I tore through Witcher 3 and all of the Witcher books last year. And now that I know there's going to be a Netflix series starting next week, I'm probably just literally going to die. I have a humongous fictional crush on Geralt of Rivia. I mean, come on. Like, that grumpy, like, strong, silent dude, like, very honorable man with a, you know, like, a gift for, like, witty quips. I mean, sign me the fuck up immediately. And I don't think I'm in the minority when I say that I really like people with unusual eyes. Plus, those eyebrows, they're beautiful. I'm gonna move right fucking on from that. Oh, another sex question. Okay, what are your dick size preferences? Small? Average? Big? Okay. So once again, I'm very small. I'm too small to truly appreciate a big dick, which is not a very popular thing to say. But I really prefer average to small. I've had sex with guys who have really big cocks before, and it's just, I feel like they can't have a good time, and I can't have a good time, because, yeah, it's just literally not going to go all the way at me. I don't know. Well, I mean, they did have a good time. I had a good time. Maybe I should take that back. But if I had a preference, I would say average. All right. Worst date and best date you've ever been on. I actually prepared this one ahead of time because I had to really think about this one. For the worst date I've ever been on. So I had this coworker and we had been flirting for a long time. I'd never really hung out with her outside of work. And so she asked me to a movie and I was really, really excited. And I met up with her, and she was normal for like the first 10 minutes. And then we went into the movie, and she took her phone out during the movie and was just like texting her friends, like right next to me in the theater. I was so embarrassed because people were just looking at us and just glaring at us. And she was on her phone the entire movie. I drove her. She was on her phone the entire ride home. And then she looked up from her phone for the first time in like 3 hours. And she asks me, when we park in front of her house, she asks me if I want to come upstairs with her. I laughed at her. And I left. We didn't really talk after that. It was a bad time. And the best one, I was in college, and I was going through a really, really rough time financially. I had been, you know, living off of oatmeal and ramen for a year. My schedule was really not letting me get a job, and so I was kind of living off of my savings. And I went to a dance recital of a friend, and I sat next to this guy who was like 20 years older than me. He was a friend of one of the dance instructors. We hit it off immediately. He was cute as all hell. He was so funny. And he saw my shoes, and my shoes had like a big hole in the toe where the, you know, the sole of the shoe and the top of the shoe were separated. And he started like joking around with me that like, oh, you know, like I'm not rich, but compared to you. And he's like, I'll be your sugar daddy for one night. And he took me shopping for a new pair of shoes. And he took me to a really nice steak dinner. It was after, you know, a year of ramen noodles. It was like paradise. He was so funny. He just kept me laughing the entire night. And every time I'd laugh, he would just get this big, happy, goofy grin on his face. And I really, really liked him. It had such a great time. I practically tackled him when we got back to his house. We saw each other for a few more months after that. That was a really good date. It just felt so natural and was so much fun. Besides GWA, what are your other top three erotic subreddits? I really like girls kissing. when it goes in and she fucks him. I guess I like seeing people's faces. What are some of the biggest mistakes that men make when it comes to dating, sex, and relationships, and what advice do you have for men for avoiding those mistakes? Okay, so I'm actually in a unique position to answer this question because I've dated a couple women who just stopped dating men. First of all, I don't think that you can really make any sweeping generalization about any gender, but I think this applies to everyone. There's people in general often assume that the other person knows how much you like them and that you don't have to say it every day or be open about how much you admire somebody or the things that you like about them specifically. And that's completely the wrong instinct. You should absolutely, as a general rule, express exactly what you feel and say it loudly and often. You should talk well about your partner to everyone wherever possible and just really, really lay it on, you know? Words are really powerful and they stick with you for a really, really long time. So, you know, fill her head with good ones. Tell her how beautiful she is. Tell her how much you admire how brave she is or how smart, or tell her how much you appreciate little things like knowing what you like to eat at restaurants or anything. Anything small. Girls, remember that. And don't lie about anything. It's not worth it. How'd you stumble upon GWA? A friend of mine mentioned it as an alternative to visual porn, and I was fascinated. I thought it was something else. I thought it was porn videos with just the audio stripped out. So I was very wrong. What type of audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Okay, so I have actually gotten pushback from a person who tried to commission me, a couple of people who tried to commission me to do this, but I can't do age play. I understand all of the justifying arguments. I understand that, it's just a fantasy and it's being performed by adults and it's being performed for adults and everything, and I understand it. It just makes me feel really uneasy, even though I know everyone's over 18. And I mean, I get the same feeling when I listen to, like, I don't like incest or extreme degradation or race play. Like, I know it's fake. It's just, it makes me way too uncomfortable. I can't make it. I can't produce it. I can't listen to it. And it's really unfortunate because, especially, incest role play is a big genre in porn. Yeah, so that's something that I will probably never ever make. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? Let me think about this. Blue diamond, and I'd wear like blue body glitter and put a blue rhinestone in the middle of my forehead, and I'd wear lots of like shiny silver outfits. Do you watch stand-up comedy? And if so, who's your favorite? I do. I like to listen to a lot of different stand-ups for different reasons. My current favorite is Kyle Kinane because I just discovered his stuff. I just really like how wacky he is. I'm also a big fan of Fern Brady and Dylan Moran. And of course, we all love John Mulaney. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I think I would tell my younger self that the only one expecting you to stay in the situations that are making you miserable is you. You're not letting anyone down. You should get out. What's the last movie you saw? Well, I saw The Matrix for the first time a few days ago, because apparently I've been living under a rock. I really liked it. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, please tell us about that. Okay, so my girlfriend had me watch Instant Family a couple of weeks ago. Somebody told her it was a feel-good comedy, and it is. It is. But I sobbed uncontrollably through almost the entire film because I felt like I was like, I really want these kids to be happy, and I know how hard it's gonna be, and blah, blah, blah. And just like sobbed at everything, every fight that the foster kids would have with their new parents, and like every time that they would make a breakthrough, and I would just cry. I'm a sucker for any movie in which people try and like take care of someone, even when they're trying desperately not to let them take care of them. Because I'm just like, oh, yes, you gotta love them. Blah, blah. Okay, moving on. If all the sex toys you own came to life Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? Oh man. I guess they'd probably be very chill. They're professionals. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? Oh man, to their face? When I was in high school, I used to ride the city bus to school, and there was this man one day who wouldn't leave me alone. He actually, like, grabbed my butt, and I do remember calling him a cunt right before I kicked his nuts all the way up into his teeth. It's the one and only time I've ever kicked somebody in the nuts, and it was exhilarating. And he was a cunt. Anyways, how did you come up with your name? Yeah, I honestly don't remember that. I created the account originally as just as a porn alt to just listen to Gone Wild audio. It's come to mean something to me since then. Looking for my blue sky, looking for things that bring me joy. But as for what I originally intended, couldn't tell you. What celebrity do you look like? You know, I've gotten Nicole Kidman and Jennifer Aniston. And one time a construction worker told me I looked like a young Barbara Streisand, and I thought that was really nice. Was there a particular performer who first hooked you? Oh, man. My first day on GWA, I was really spoiled. The very first audio I ever listened to was On My Desk by Midnight, by Not Who Rose Thinks. I came so hard that I actually blacked out, which had never happened before. I woke up and I, like, said out loud, like, I think I like this. What is your ideal way to spend a day off? Back in my hometown, my girlfriend's family had a cabin up in the mountains. And on our days off, we used to like to go up there and go fishing and go hiking, just me and her and our dog. That's the perfect day off to me. If you could transform into an animal at will, what would you choose? I think an owl. See what it's like to fly. Don't have to worry about predators. It's a win-win. A story of a recent dream or nightmare that you can remember. Oh, last night I dreamed I was a snake. I was really upset. I kept trying to grow legs. And I woke up feeling like really peeved. Who is a fictional character that you relate to the most? Huh. I think Buffy Summers. I think because of, I don't know, the quantity of childhood trauma and the way we deal with it, I think that she becomes stronger and funnier and takes more and more ownership of her own actions and her responsibilities. And I like to believe that I have taken the things that have happened in my life and I've taken them in a positive direction, become a better person rather than becoming bitter, which I think is very easy to do. Do you think that people really change? Or what makes a person change over time? People can and do change, but not everyone chooses to. But what makes you change is an unflinching desire to see things the way that they really are, and an understanding that that's not the way that they should be, and making genuine effort to behave differently, even when it doesn't feel rewarding. When you love someone that you have a really strong desire to make feel happy and secure, you can do that. And sometimes that person has to be yourself. What is your take on soulmates? Last question. I think that there are a lot of soulmates for everyone. There's lots of people who you can be happy with. I don't think that everyone is always open to the amount of work required to keep your heart and spirit open for connection, but I don't know, I've made connections with too many people to think that it's just one person in all the world for you. Okay. This has been a whole lot of fun. I'm glad that you guys sent me these like really interesting questions that have made me question a lot of things. I hope that you guys have a fantastic day. And I am going to go and attempt to record next week's audio. All right. Bye.